This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we are joined by Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer. Howdy, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing out here in Oxnard doing football with some dudes that I love and care about. I'm doing great.
Now, we wanted to follow the message of professionalism for the camp. If Corey or I get in a fight, will you eject one of us from the interview?
No, because you guys aren't as important to me as they are.
Wow, so, yeah, that's fair.
You guys can do whatever you want. Just make sure it doesn't spill into the field and get in the player's way.
Now, one of the things, you see the shirts, you see the hoodies, compete every day. I get that that is fairly self-explanatory, but I wanted to know, to you, what does that mean and why is that message important?
Just, it's taken one day at a time, and when you wake up in the morning, you literally be like, look, I want to have the best day I can have. I want to win today. And so do everything in that, in your day, to be the best version of yourself. That's being the best husband, the best father, the best Christian, the best pianist, whatever it is, best football player. And that goes into every meeting, every workout, every practice. And it's not easy to do, but I think it's easy to focus on, and our guys have bought into it, and we don't win every day, but the least you can do is try. And today we had a very competitive practice, and the guys are buying in, excited about it, and it's just one of those things. I think that if you're not competing, man, I don't know right. why we're out here. And it, you know,
is that level of speed in competition, is that how you can tell they've bought in? You said they bought in. Like, how? When did you know that, or how could you tell?
Well, I think it started in the off-season program. You know, you hear some of the things they're saying in the media. They're talking about the things that we talk about, the things that we're preaching, and we make them compete all the time in the meetings rooms. We do different things with them. We do fun games. We do silly games. We do things that, you know, we took them to do paintball and let them shoot the hell out of each other. And you know, and then when you watch these guys practice, I think what we do a good job of as staff is we're very upfront and honest with them. And, again, the first day wasn't very good. Yesterday was solid. Today was really good. It was great competition back and forth. We'd, you know, score a touchdown. They'd take it away a couple times. We'd come right back with a big run. And that's what we're trying to get these guys to understand. Like, to me, in the National Football League, you don't win games in the first quarter. You don't win games in the second quarter, not in the third quarter. Where you win games is late, and you win games in the fourth quarter. So it takes that competitiveness to be able to sit in there and fight through a 75-play game on offense, defense, special teams, and find a way to win.
Now, you said you don't want to be static with motion and all that. You were saying we don't want to be a static team, but how do you know when your team is the most physical team? Like, we can line up and beat you. We know. How do you know when that your team has that thing? Like that 14 Cowboys team, they do. We can run. We can just run on anybody. Try to stop us.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, to me, it's when the team you're playing either knows that you have to run the football and they can't stop you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great feeling. Or conversely, if you're playing a team on offense, it's a great running team, and you're literally just knocking the hell out of them, and they're not a drop. To me, that's when you're like, okay, we're really physical, and that's the mindset that we want to have. That's the mindset of what we want to, you know, build this thing on. After winning the turnover battle, it starts with owning the line of scrimmage, and that starts on both sides. It's not just the O-line, D-line. It's the tight ends. It's the linebackers. It's the safeties. But in my experience, when we've had our best teams, it started with a physical front and a physical football team.
Yeah, the idea is always we want to be more physical. but the mindset of we're the most physical team. How do you getting there's a tough mindset, right?
Absolutely. Tough practices.
Yes.
Physical practices. Guys jawing back and forth. Guys talking trash. I love it. I want that. Just don't throw a punch.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody wants to lose a great player and
sure.
all of a sudden that takes a great player off the team. It makes us adjust. You lose them. They take a bunch of your money. It's like, why would you do that? You know, like, why would you do that? So it's just kind of us teaching those guys, okay, we're going to get heated. When those things happen, actually it happened today.
Yeah.
Yep.
The offensive players or the cowboy, I will say, you go and grab a cowboy and get him out of there instead of going and push the other guy. And so the defensive guy, they pulled his guy out and it was awesome.
It might be kind of similar to that, but yesterday we talked with Osa about good conditioning, great conditioning, and championship level conditioning. How do you see the difference? Is it similar to the physicality there as well?
Yeah, what I tell our guys is this. Look, I don't want to have 2.5 hour practices. I'm allowed.
Right.
We can. I said, but we can get the work done in 1:45. We can get the work done in 2 hours if you guys are willing to ball out and if you're willing to run. But if I look at the film and you're not running, great. I can lengthen the practice. We can do conditioning after practice. And they're like, no, Shoddy, we're good, man. Like, we will run. And that's what they've done. And so, to me, it's critical. I mean, it's critical. And then, obviously, we're getting ready to go back into Texas here in a couple weeks and practice in that heat. So, if we're not in great shape, then how are we expecting to win and sustain, you know, tough games?
Now, leadership comes in a lot of different ways. I'm sure you have guys that you're like, I want that guy to be a leader. And maybe they don't live up to it. Who are some guys that may have surprised you and stepped into those roles that you didn't expect to take that on?
Well, I'm not going to say I didn't expect it from some of these guys, but, like, you know, Overshown, Demo. I mean, you know, I'm not surprised, but he's not practicing.
Right.
But yet he's leading. He's out there having more fun than anybody. Solomon Thomas, what an incredible work ethic. Solly doesn't say much. He leads by example. He's been awesome. CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee is so excited about taking and adding that to his game. Like, you know, when you're one of the best receivers in football, you're like, well, what else can I do?
Yes.
Well, you start talking about being a leader and bringing other guys with you. So, enter George Pickens. He and GP have hit it off. And so, but it's not, I mean, Osa stepping up on offense. You know, you're seeing Tyler Guyton's doing some great things, you know, and so it's just exciting. And again, there's going to be tough days. I mean, we're going to have bad practices, going to get hotter. You know, we're going to, you know, play some preseason games. The real leaders are going to stand up when that stuff happens. And that's who I'm excited to see.
You know, you mentioned CeeDee and you mentioned Pickens. Pickens said they were kind of like the Mario brothers.
Yeah.
So I want to see what you think about that analogy. And then also, what is your go-to Mario game?
Well, it's actually, I remember, I'm going to date myself.
Original.
Oh,
Super
Mario brothers. I think it was in television, maybe. It was like, oh my God.
Well, men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's Men's T Clinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, number one, their shoe game is incredible. So I think CeeDee had on the Grinches today and GP had on some red shoes that I know I can't pull off. But I don't think I'm a character. What I'm trying to figure out, and I asked them this, I said, Junior Adams, we need to figure out, the receiver coach, we need to figure out one of the, like, maybe the fruit or something, that the things you could do and whatnot, like one of those little minion things. I think that's what we got. got to find. So they're thinking
the
about
Goomba,
it.
Yeah. Perhaps, I believe, is the
Look
name
of this
of it.
Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's for Junior Adams.
You got a lot of files in that brain there.
That was very impressive.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm really curious about this. Before you got into football, like as a coach, I know obviously runs in your family, but you were a fan first. So do you understand, and it might seem unfair, but as a Cowboys coach, it kind of falls on you as well. Do you understand all the baggage that Cowboys fans kind of carry with them? And do you ever think about that?
You know, I really don't. I mean, I think my biggest thing is, you know, we have a standard that we're trying to achieve, and I've talked about it since my opening press conference. I want to win a world championship with these guys. That's the goal. Why you would ever set an arbitrary goal and not shoot for that, to me, it makes no sense.
Yes.
But along with that goal, it's about building one of the greatest cultures in professional sports, because when the hits the fan, that's what's going to get you guys through. That's what's going to allow us to win a tough game where maybe we start slow or we turn the ball over and we got to battle back, or, you know, the defense is stopping them, but we're not, you know, making scoring points offensively. So to me, it's this team has one objective, one goal, and what I'm watching right now is these guys have bought into what we're selling, and that is that we are building one day. It doesn't happen overnight.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, we're not ready to win a world championship right now, but when we practice, we're trying to have the best practice in the world, and if we don't do it, then we will figure out why, and the next day we try to do it again. So, again, I just believe the standard's a standard is one of the simplest things you can say, and these guys know the standard. What you saw out there today was the standard in terms of the way they worked.
Now, you said when the hits the fan, you're a...
Can I say that on radio?
Well, it's a pre-record. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You guys bleep it out?
Yeah.
During your press...
Sorry, I'm still coaching.
No, that's okay. Yeah. During our press conferences, you're a casual swearer, which keeps our producer on his toes.
I love it.
What is your favorite curse word?
Oof. Well, I mean, I say... I need to clean up my mouth, but I'm passionate, and I need to be better. But I would say I might use the F word a little bit too much, especially when I'm coaching. But I'm trying to be better.
It is a very versatile word, though.
It can be used in many connotations.
Yesterday, Osa told us sometimes he'll go work out off campus and he'll bring his clothes back and he'll put them on the loop. Do you like that kind of thriftiness in a guy? He's like, hey, I'll let them take care of my laundry for me.
I actually do, and I love the fact that he's doing extra work. I mean, shows you why he's such a great player, because he's a nonstop worker, man. I mean, shoot, he's probably in the weight room right now doing something. I guarantee he is. So that does not surprise me at all. But I wonder if he was a rookie if he was doing that. Probably not. Probably not.
I was also curious on how do you adapt your team to the talent and your game to the talent? Because, okay, you have a Justin Jefferson. You're going to do things with Justin Jefferson that you can't do with other people. How do you say, okay, I got these guys, and I got to use their talents to the best?
Great question. I think, you know, you have a philosophy. Offense, defense, special teams, your system has to be flexible enough to use your people. And that's even when you deal with a couple injuries throughout a, you know, 3 or 4 week span, and a guy breaks his chin strap and he's out for a couple weeks. Like, you have to have a flexible enough system that you can change. And that's why it's so important for us to talk about the ability to play physically in the run game on offense and defense, and be multiple with our scheme on offense and defense. And we want to be difficult to defend.
Yes.
We want to be difficult to defend on both sides of the ball. And so we've done that. I think that shows some of the experience. I think we have like 13 of our coaches have 10 years or more experience in the NFL. I've loved being around the guys. I mean, I'm seeing them truly coach what real football looks like now, because we're out here in training camp, and I think we had a home run with our staff.
Does that same level of flexibility apply to how much upward mobility there is for certain players? Because it feels like, not just here, but in every NFL team, you hear like, oh, this guy had a great camp. This guy had a great camp. Then the roster looks kind of how you thought it would before, you know, the start of training camp. Do you feel like, can you describe what opportunities are available? Because there's a lot of guys on here that, like, theoretically coming in, we wouldn't think would make the team.
We have a big thing we believe in called cross training. So guys have to have more value than just one position. So let's use a guy like Terp. Okay, Terp is a receiver. He's obviously an elite kick returner. But We're going to do other things with Terp. He's a weapon. So how do we get him cross-training to do running back stuff? Hunter Lepke, man. Jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. Deron Bland, I mean, can play outside, can play inside. We can do all these different things. So we spend a lot of time of saying, okay, today Deron's working, you know, with DT, Darius Thompson, and doing, you know, he's doing the nickel stuff. And, I mean, all that stuff is important. We got jumbo tight ends we're training. You know, you look at Awesome Richards. He's not playing just tackle. He's playing tight end. Well, how does he get with Lunda Wells and how we make that happen? And so I really think that that's so important. But that's something we believe in.
Now, I probably put too much on Tyler Guyton this offseason, but I've been very adamant. If Tyler's good, this offensive line could be very good, and this team will be very successful if that happens. Is that fit? Do you think that's fair? I know that's simplifying it, but is that pretty fair?
No, I think it's fair. I think Tyler understands that. And what Tyler's done is Tyler has absolutely been an animal, and his work ethic has been incredible. And Jake Ferguson's trying to walk in and mess up my thing.
Hey, he's welcome. Come on in.
Always. Come hang out.
No. But, you know, Tyler was one of the first guys back in the building, man. He is an incredible worker. He's so excited about this camp, the chance to go against some elite edge rushers and have to work. He had a couple sets yesterday, man. I think when you guys watch him, the way he's using his hands.
Yes.
He's using his length.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Playing tackle in the National Football League, man, as a rookie. I'll share a quick story with you before I got to get out of here. So we drafted DeBrickshaw Ferguson, fourth overall in Virginia, my first year with the Jets. And we literally, after the first year, we said, he might be a bust. This guy might be a bust. Might be a bust.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next year, the guy starts to grow. And next thing you know, he's over there. He's punching. He's doing different things. And he's learning. And guy's in the ring of honor with the freaking Jets, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know. As long as you keep going, and that's what Tyler and I got to stay on this, my preparation, my mentality, and things like that. But like, don't judge tackles in this league too early. It's a very humbling position, even for the great ones.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate the time, and you said at the beginning, be the best that you can at a whole slew of things, and one of them was be the best you can as a Christian. Next week, going to Germany on a mission trip. So if you could wish me luck, I'd appreciate it.
I wish you luck for sure. We'll be praying for you, man. That's awesome.
Thank you very much, good sir. Yeah. Thank you for
Thank
the time.
Guys. Always appreciate you guys, man.
Sir.
Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.